This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Empower your faith. My brothers and sisters, why there is a need to empower our faith, to empower our iman. We know, my brothers and sisters, that because of various factors, certain times we feel weak. We feel that internally our iman is affected. We feel that we are down somewhere. We feel that we are not well connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the feeling which every one of us have. Therefore, it's a dire need for all of us to empower, to energize, to revive our iman, our faith. Because undoubtedly, there is nothing more precious for a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than his faith. He can never compromise his faith. He can never leave his faith, because he knows internally that this is the most precious thing that he has or she has. So how do we empower our iman? How do we empower our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My brothers and sisters, the scholars of Islam, as a great blessing for us, as a great ni'mah for us, have done and studied certain factors that could empower our iman, that could empower our faith. The first factor or the point that will empower our iman, that will empower our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is reflecting and remembering, understanding, pondering over the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, when was the last time that you sat all by yourself and tried to reflect, to understand, to relate, to know your and my Creator? When was the last time that you sat all by yourself and started pondering and asking this powerful question? How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you ask this question, my brothers and sisters, you would realize, you would know, you would explore, you would understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this will give you the answers which will empower your iman. For instance, let's explore, let's understand a couple of names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how it impacts our hearts and minds, how it strengthens our spirit of Islam, how it empowers our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, when we are talking about iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're not talking about someone who is a creation. We're talking about someone who is the creator, the Khaliq, the Rabb, the creator, the provider, the sustainer of everything that exists. My brothers and sisters, I would like to request you to please be silent, inshallah. to achieve the fruits from this session, inshallah. Because this gathering, understand, mark these words, this gathering, inshallah, would witness on the day of judgment in favor of you, inshallah. If you are all sincere in delivering, in conveying, in listening, in understanding the essence of Islam, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts and minds with all sincerity, then this would testify. This would testify on the day of judgment in our favor, inshallah. So I request all of you to focus on this few minutes, inshallah, which will definitely help us to achieve the fruits from this day. So my brothers and sisters, let's take the supreme name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Allah. Which is Allah. Now this name, Allah, when you actually pronounce it, when you actually speak it aloud, when you say it in your heart even, your heart, it receives a kind of contentment. Because the name Allah is again not named or given or titled or enshrined by anyone. It is given by Allah Himself. It is Allah who called Himself as a supreme and the master name. Allah! Can you say after me, my brothers? Allah!
Allah!
Ya Allah!
Ya Allah!
Ya Allah!
Ya Allah!
This is a very powerful name. It means the one who deserves all kinds of worship out of absolute love and satisfaction. Meaning that when you call out Allah, your heart filled with contentment and your hearts are happy, are blissful, are at rest. My brothers and sisters, Allah comes from the root word ilah, which means the one who deserves to be worshipped out of absolute love and satisfaction. That is Allah. Allah comes out from the root word ilah, which means the one through whom the whole creation rushes with absolute love and affection. That is Allah. Allah, it means the one who is the protector of all time. Allah is the one whose creation, when we look at, we are amazed. We are amazed when we look at the glory, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Allah. Allah is the one who is beyond our comprehension. However, He is the knower of everything. That is Allah. When we say Allah, our hearts are strengthened, my brothers and sisters. Because this is the name which includes the meanings of all the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Look at this. Allah called Himself as Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Both comes from the root word Rahman, meaning mercy. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is absolutely merciful. His mercy is infinite. There is nothing beyond the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning His mercy is at its peak. It is the mercy of Allah that He has given you and me life. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us good health and time. It is the mercy of Allah who has given us parents, children, and everything that we see and possess. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. My brothers and sisters, these two again are the very powerful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Ar-Rahman and He is Ar-Rahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shared with us, with the creation, 1%, one share, one level, one point of His mercy with all of us. And out of that mercy, as a result of that mercy, we, the creation, even the humans, even the Allah is merciful to you and me. Imagine a day without eyes, my brothers and sisters. Imagine a day without your eyesight. You see, we the humans, unless something is taken from us, we would never realize the importance of it. So what I'm saying is Allah is merciful to you right now. He is taking care of you. You see, Rahmah, it is also in the connotation when a woman becomes pregnant, her womb is called as Rahmah. You see how mother or how a pregnant woman, she takes care of her baby without even he asks or she asks, without the baby asks, a mother takes care of her. That's mother. Think about Allah. Think about Ar-Rahman. Think about Ar-Rahim. He is merciful to the peak. He is, we all deserve His mercy. So much so that, my brothers and sisters, if you and me would like to worship Allah from the cradle to grave, do nothing but worship Allah, still we do not deserve to get into Jannah. Do you know that? We need to back up our ibadah with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best slave of Allah, the best ibadah of Rahman, the best slave of Rahman, his deeds also need to be backed up by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So seek the mercy of Allah right now. Seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time when we would require the mercy of Allah to get into Jannah. He is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. My brothers and sisters, He is Ar-Rabb. He is Ar-Rabb, meaning the Lord, sustainer, cherisher, provider, controller, owner, master, dominator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we. See, our relationship with Allah is master and slave. Master is Allah, He's a Rabb. And we are the slaves of a Rabb. We are the proud slaves of a Rabb. We do not submit to anyone. We don't bow to anyone. We don't subjugate ourselves to anyone. We don't show any kind of action or intention which we owe to Allah to anyone. No. We submit ourselves to Allah alone. And that is a Rabb. He is our master. You see, the relationship of master and slave is that we need to do what our master says. That's how the relationship of master and slave is. So my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. He is Ar-Rabb. He is At-Tawwab. And this is a very powerful name again. My brothers and sisters, how many of us can challenge that we don't commit sin? We all commit sin. How many of us could say that we don't do mistakes? We all do mistakes. How many of us can tell when was the last time that you sinned intentionally or unintentionally? When was the last time, my brothers and sisters? When was it? So we need to make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go back to Him. Na'am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala! Na'am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a literal sense! Go back to Allah because there is no other door, there is no other escape, there is no other rescue except in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go back to Allah and make tawbah for every known and unknown sins, my brothers and sisters. This is the chance right now. Connect to Allah and say, Ya Tawwab, I messed up my life. Give me a boat. Give me rescue. He is ready, my brothers and sisters. He is ready. At-Tawwab, He named Himself so that He may accept you and my repentance. He is Al-Ghaffar so that He may forgive you and me. He is Al-Ghafoor so that He may pardon you and me. Not just that. Not just that. He is Al-Afu, meaning the one who just does not forgive. He loves to forgive. You see, when you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are a culprit. We all are drowned in sins. We all are in disobedient slaves of Allah. We go back to Allah with absolute mind and certainty that He is a Tawwab. He is al-afu, meaning that he loves to forgive. So never shy away. Never go anywhere. Go back to Allah. Go back to Allah and ask Allah for protection. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah for tawbah, for repentance, my brothers and sisters. This is the first way that you can actually empower your iman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. It is only those who are conscious about Allah, they love Allah. They love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is known through His names and attributes. He is known by pondering over the creation. So connect to Allah and empower your iman by reflecting the names and attributes. That's one. Number two, my brothers and sisters, is reciting and reflecting upon the Quran. We can never expect our lives to be guided without this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will never be able to guide ourselves without the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our relationship with the Quran should be as a person who needs a manual to operate his machine. He just can't operate that without a manual. And this is our daily manual. And beware of the warning. Beware of the warning that is mentioned in the Quran for all of us to be aware and caution and conscious so that we should not be among them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records the complaint of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is? You know who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He is the one, my brothers and sisters, who always invested his life for the guidance of mankind. Who did not see the day and the night. Who always struggled, sacrificed for you and me. He is sent by Allah as rahmatul lil alameen, as a mercy to the creatures, for all of us. Allah records his complaint. Now you can imagine the severity of this complaint. If we disconnect ourselves from the Quran, look at this. Listen to this, my brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Furqan, Surah number 25, ayah number 30, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ يَا رَبِّي. And on that day, يَوْمُ الْقِيَامُ, on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ يَا رَبِّي. And on that day, the Messenger of Allah would say, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ يَا رَبِّي. إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Oh my Lord, these are the people, this is my nation, these are my people, my ummah, my belonging ummah, whom I used to pray, whom I used to cry for, whom I used to do everything. These are the people of my ummah, whom I created from the Quran, who have abandoned the Quran, who have neglected the Quran. My brothers and sisters, this is a serious warning. And Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, he says, migrating, hijrah from the Quran means not reading it, not memorizing it, not understanding it, not practicing it, not promoting it, not reflecting on it, not judging your life by it, not ruling your life by it. If we do not do these things with the Quran, because without the Quran, you will never be able to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we don't know Allah, then we all will fail. So if, in order to empower your iman, connect with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will revive and empower your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing, my brothers and sisters, is recognizing and remembering the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned a point blank fact in the Quran. If we were able to count, if you are told to count the favors of Allah done upon us, we will never be able to count them. Can you count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We'll never be able to count it. So your iman, when it is weak, consider this factor. Remember, what are those favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done on you? Reflect upon the favors. You see, if you look at your own self, just look at your own self, and you would marvel the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done on you. And look, as I said, Imagine a life without legs one day. Without legs one day. Without hands one day. Without brain one day. Live a life like a blind one day. And you would marvel. You would appreciate. You would excel. The favors of Allah done upon your knee. You just can't get rid of it. Wallahi. You just can't get rid of it. The favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are innumerable. He is al-Wahhab, the giver without a doubt. You don't ask every day. You don't ask the ni'mah. Still, Allah provides you and me. So in order to empower our iman, our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do we need to do? Remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth thing, my brothers and sisters, is be humble and submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is really, really important. You see, we have no position to be proud in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how does the slave act in front of his master? He is submissive, subjugated, inclined. And that's the reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you ask Allah, ask like this? Don't show your back, the back of your back. Don't show like this. Ask like this. We're like a beggar, and we are the beggar. Allah says in the Quran, Allahu waliyyu wa antum fuqara. Allah is rich, and we are the fuqara. We are the beggars of Allah. So ask Allah. Be submissive. Be submissive to Allah. We have no right to be proud and arrogant against Allah. We do not want to be among those people who were arrogant and perished. They were perished in this life and they will be punished in the hereafter. We don't want to be among them. In order for us to prevent, be submissive to Allah. And that will empower our iman, inshallah. The fifth thing, my brothers and sisters, that will empower our iman, is remember Allah. Wallahi, if you remember Allah, He will remember you. You see, it is we who are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole month when you work, and your boss doesn't give you salary, you will go back to whom? You will go back to whom? You go back to him again. Give me my salary. I work the whole month. Right? We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7, 365 days a year, the whole year from cradle to grave, and even after that. Remember Allah. For indeed, most of us lack the absolute satisfaction in our hearts. We go up and down, our iman, it goes up and down. So how do we empower, how do we find that serenity, that satisfaction? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَ الْقُلُوبِ. With the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find serenity, satisfaction, empowerment. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to empower your iman. The sixth point, my brothers and sisters, give priority. Give priority to Allah's command over your desires. Every time we face a situation where you have two things. One is the command of Allah, and two is our desires. If you choose the command of Allah, you will be successful. If you choose what you desire, then you will fail. So choose Allah for your betterment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 92, لَوْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never achieve righteousness, piety, birr, unless you give up that which you love the most. And that's what the character of the Anbiya and the Sahaba. They gave up everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The seventh point to empower our iman is to perform optional deeds after obligatory ones. That will connect you in a stronger way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing is be alone in the last part of the night. Now this, my brothers and sisters, just experience this once a week where only you and your Rabb, only you and your Rabb, and you contact, you connect, you interact with your Rabb in the sense that you have to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bad deeds that you have done, for all the sins that you've done. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that part of the night, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will empower your iman, inshaAllah. Be in the company of righteous people. You see, this is very important. As new Muslims, when you move in the society, make sure that you are in the circles, in the society, in the companionship of those who remind you about Allah, of those who remind you about Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of those who remind you about Al-Akhirah, about the hereafter. That will keep you steadfast. That will empower your iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last is, stay away from the evil people. They will never be with you if you want to be with them in the Akhirah. They would like to disassociate as shaitan. He will do everything possible to deviate you in this life. But then he will disassociate as if he doesn't know you. The whole life, he always deceives you, misleads you, and you're following that. But then only hereafter, he says, I just invited him. He accepted my invitation and got away. So stay away from the evil people and the evil society, evil companionship. This will keep you empowered, your iman, inshallah. My brothers and sisters, we have only one life. And this is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and me are getting repeated reminders, opportunities, again and again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, we are going to stand before Allah one day. Let us keep up our iman all the time. Whenever we feel, and we do feel, weak in our faith, remember these things. For these will help you, uplift you, and improve you in your iman, inshallah. Because all of us would like to desire to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would like to end my talk with an ayah with which I began my talk, from Surah Hijr, Surah number 15, ayah number 99, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until certainty comes to you, until death approaches you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us die on Islam in the best position of iman, inshaAllah. جزاكم الله خير.